Hello there and welcome to another episode of Business Today's Daily News Podcast. Here are the top stories. Farmer bodies protesting against the contentious farm bills have rejected the proposed amendments Centre suggested yesterday. The decision was followed by measures to further intensify the protests against the recently formed agriculture laws. Dissenting farmers who have been protesting at borders of Delhi for the past 14 days have said they will block Delhi-Agra and Delhi-Jaipur highways on December 12th. They have also called for a nationwide protest on December 14. The Reserve Bank of India yesterday announced that the Money Transfer Facility Real-Time Gross Settlement System RTGS will be available round the clock on all days of the year from December 14, 2020. With this, India will become one of the few countries in the world to operate its RTGS system round the clock throughout the year, said the central bank. India may approve some coronavirus vaccines over the next few weeks, and an estimated 300 million people would be inoculated in the first tranche, the country's top health officials have said. The Modi government has identified 300 million people, including healthcare workers, policemen, and citizens above the age of 50 who would be administered a vaccine on a priority basis. Medical journal Lancet has reported that the coronavirus vaccine developed by British-Swedish pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca and Oxford University is 70.4% effective against the coronavirus. This is the first time that the efficacy result of a COVID-19 vaccine candidate has been published in a scientific journal. Union Cabinet yesterday approved Employment Generation Scheme Atmanirbhar Bharat Rozgar Yojana at an expenditure of ₹1,584 crore for the current financial year and ₹22,810 crore for the entire scheme period, that is 2020 to 2023. The Atmanirbhar Bharat Rozgar Yojana scheme aims to create more formal jobs to benefit around 58.5 lakh employees, said Union Minister Santosh Kumar Gangwar. Search engine giant Google has revealed its top search terms for 2020. US President-elect Joe Biden is the most searched personality of the year in India, according to Google. Biden is followed by news anchor Arnab Goswami. In the third place is retired singer Kanika Kapoor. Kapoor had made headlines earlier this year when she tested positive for COVID-19 in April. She was among the first celebrities to test positive for the virus. Following Kapoor in the fourth place is actress Riya Chakrabarty, who was at the center of the Sushant Singh Rajput death case. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Goodbye.